Okay, today's Gemara, Sukkah Daf Yud Gimel. Sukkah Daf Yud Gimel, and we're going to talk today about snow on top of a sukkah. Right? Where does this come up? The Gemara talks about on Yud Gimel Amid Beis. What about vegetables as schach? Amr Biaba Amr Shmuel. Yirakos She'amru Chachamim. Adam Yotzi B'Hani Dei Chavasa B'Pesach. The vegetables that you could use on Pesach for Marar. The Yirakos that the Chacham say you could use. They, if they're used for schach, they function as a roof and they hold in the tuma. They hold in the tuma. They could function as the as a roof. Rashi says the pesach shadam yotiv hendi morer chazeres olshin sharchav hosein dakos hilkach. So the Rashi says the vegetable that we use for marar, says the brisa, it holds in tuma if there's tuma under it, vein chotzeit b'fnei tuma, but it's not chotzeit b'fnei tuma, but it does not represent a hefsek of this tuma on top or below, and the person is on the opposite side, it's not chotzeit, which seems to be a stira. You know, why should it count as a hold in the tuma and not be able to be chotzeit? Usually they go together. So we will have to see where this Gemara comes up, and we'll get back to it. But the Ginas Vradim, one of the great poskim from the 1600s, 1650 to 1712, Reb Avram ben Mordechai Halevi, Chuvas Ginas Vradim and Arachayim, Klal Dalet Simin Zayin, it goes by Klalim in the Ginas Vradim, discusses, he was a posik in Cairo, can one have a sukkah with lots of snow on top of it? Again, I don't think this happened so much in Cairo, but he was one of the poskei ador, and he was asked this question, Sheila, Yesh Makomos Shkarin Shebechag HaSukkahs Yoreit Shelek Harbe Al Schach HaSukkah, there's some places that there's a tremendous amount of snow that falls on the sukkah, Umis Abe, and it becomes thick, V'nase Kein Tikra, and it's like a roof on the schach. Ma yeh mishpat sukkah. But does that ruin it? Im yotzin b'yidei chavasu imlav. Shas sukkah tzricha lios tachas avir ha-shamayim. The sukkah needs to be under the sky. The sukkah zukasu yitachas ha-tikra. What we learned, that a sukkah in a house is no good. Sukkah under trees that are thicker, no good. So what about snow? What about sukkah under a thick, a couple of inches of snow, half a meter of snow, whatever it is, what would you one say? What would be the halacha? So says the Ginas Vradim. Well, first I think the Mishnah in Maseches Ahalos deals with this, because if you look at Maseches Ahalos in the eighth parak, all about Tumas Ohel, the Mishnah says there Elu Lomi Vien Velo Chotzin. The parak there in Paraches, it talks about different types of categories of what is and what isn't. Yesh mevi'in, the first Mishnah. In Paraches Halach Mishnah Aleph. Yesh mevi'in es ha-tuma v'chotzin. Some materials hold in the tuma, that if there's something underneath, so then that functions as a roof. V'chotzin, and it's chotzeitz, that it's, if it's in between the dead body and the person, it's not mitame. U'mevi'in es ha-tuma v'lo chotzin. Some hold in the tuma and are not chotzeitz. Chotzin v'lo mevi'in, lo mevi'in v'lo chotzin. All four categories. And all the permutations that you have. And it goes through all of them. So if you look in Mishnah Hey, Elu lo mivien velo chotzin. The following items do not function as any type of roof. They're not they don't hold in the tuma. Lo mivien velo chotzin. They're not chotzis bevnei tuma. Hazeraim v'hayirakos hamechubarim lakarka. If you have growths and vegetables that are mechubar lakarka, those kind of items that are listed earlier, the Rav Bartanura says here, Hanach Tetzamba Reish Pirkin, Irus Kisum Yerakos, Chamurim, Vedalas Yivanis, Vahanu Bimuchubarim, right? If they're Mechubar, if they're Talush, then if they're Hochshal Lakabal Toma, then it's not Chotzeis because it's Makabal Toma themselves. And if they're not Hochshar, so then they're Tahar Ochel. But these are Mechubar. Chutz mina yirako shemanu. V'kipas habarad v'ha sheleg. Snow is on the list. V'akfar and ice, v'aglid, v'amelach. All of these are not chotzeitz and not mevi. Right? Why? Says the Bar Tanura, and this is also what the other Rishonim say, lafi shehein nimochin ve'ena miskaimen. Because they're going to melt. They melt, they don't last. It's not considered a serious situation of a surface, and therefore the Rash and the Rambam and the Rav all say is not considered a roof for Hilchos Tuma. And therefore, says the Ginas Vradim, if this is true for Hilchos Tuma, so it should be true for Hilchos Sukkah too. So now we're back to the Ginas Vradim. Pirsh Rashi, the Hoel, this is a Rashi where this Mishnah is quoted in Baba Basra Dav Chaf. v'nimokin me alehen ein mamatin. V'kalkaz v'atosas arambam perisha mishta. V'perak yud gimel miyachos dumas meis. V'rash perisha mishta. L'divrei kulam. Kivat shedvarim elu einim iskaimim. Chashivi ka'avir. Since it's going to melt, it's considered like air. V'imhehilu al hatum of ala adam. Lo mistame adam. And if somebody was mahil on these two, the person is not tame. V'im amdu b'fnei hatuma. Hatuma bokaz v'ola v'yaredes. And the tuma goes straight up and straight down. Kilo lo hayesham davar mafsiklal. As if it wasn't there. Snow is not called a hefsik. Umeata niran advarim says the ginas vradim de tuma visuka shavu adadi. I think you should compare the two. V'kiva dahani mili lo chaiti gabi tuma. Memela nami de lo chaiti gabi suka. If it's not chotis for tuma purposes, therefore it shouldn't be chotis for suka to be over a schach. To my chazis lachalik benehem. Why should you be mechalik between them? You might say, if you look back, we had earlier sukkah gabi sukkah, and we said maybe the rules for ohel is only a tefach in certain cases. If you go back a couple of dafim, we had what's called an ohel for a sukkah gabi sukkah. We had back on daf yud, but he says that's different, right? An ohel for sukkah is at least 10 tefach amai, for tumah is 1 tefach amai, but he says he explains that is not such a chiluk, and he thinks really our gemara right here on daf yud gimel is the raya that you should compare them, because what does our gemara say? Our gemara talks about urakos that you use for Pesach. It talks about it in the same sentence at Tumah and Sukkah, right? Well, it's post-sel b'sukkah mishamavir, maybe it's Tumah v'chotzis in a chotzis b'fidei Tumah. So it seems like Sukkah and Tumah are comparable. Like vegetables in our sugya. What does it say? You could use the mara, but it can't be a good roof because the maskan of our gemara is it falls apart. So when it actually falls apart, it is no good, right? Right? Because it's going to fall apart. So it is not a good roof. We'll get back to that, Be'ez Hashem, in a minute when he gets into more details. But this Ginas Vradim that says that the thick snow is not a hefsik is quoted halacha. It's quoted on the page of the Shulchan Aruch by the Ber Hetev and the Shari Tshuva in the beginning of Simen Tuf Resh Chaf Vav. Tuf Resh Chaf Vav is Sukkah Tachas HaIlon or Tachas HaGag, right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch discusses, those details of a sukkah under something that's problematic. Says the Ber Hetev, Debai, you can't have a sukkah under a house. The Ramah starts off the simon. Ein lasa sukkah tachas bayis o'ilan, says the Berhetev, Debai shetei ha-sukkah tachas aver ha-shamayim. Mikomus karim shebachag yorit shalak harbe al-schach ha-sukkah u-misabev an-asagin tikra kishay ragi nazradim chelik arachayim. So it's quoted on the page that it is okay. There are a number of other, before we get back to this halacha, there are other areas in halacha where snow does come up. Again, most of the time in Shas, it's quoted, Shelag is just quoted as part of Psukim. And we darshim Psukim based on the mushal of Shelag. But it does come up in certain areas of Halacha as well. The Gemara in Shabbos has it. If you remember on Dafa Nun Aleph, the Gemara talks about crushing snow. The last few lines of the fourth parak of Masechta Shabbos, the Brisa is quoted as Ein mirazkin, lois hasheleg, lois habar b'shabbos, b'shul sheyazuvu meimav. You're not allowed to crush snow on Shabbos to let out its water. Three different days in the Rishonim here. What exactly is the problem of mirazkin? Right? Rashi says it's molid. Rashi's unique shita. Mishum dekam molid b'shabbos v'dami l'malacha sheborei hamayim ha'elu. Right, it's like you're being creating. You're creating by creating a new form. Other Rishonim, the Rashba, the Sefer HaTruma, discuss maybe it's an issue. It looks like schita. Looks like schita that you're squeezing. You're squeezing something out. Right? Maybe it's included in Mashkin Shezavu. Okay, all different days about what it is. That's the Gemara talks about snow in that context. Again, Shabbos Nun Al. The Gemara has it later on also. On Shabbos, on Daf Pei Vav and Daf Pei Tes, relating to our sins. Our sins are whitened as snow, right? That's the, based on the Pasuk, that Davar Melech says in Tehillim, that our sins are whitened as snow, and Im Yuchateichem Kashanim, Kasheleg Yalbinu. Kasheleg Yalbinu. Again, it's based on the Pasuk. Most of the time that Shelah comes up, in Shas, it is relating to Psukim. If you look in Yuma Daf Lamed Hey, remember that Gemara? That's the Gemara Hillel. Hillel on top of the roof, trying to get in and listen to the Torah of Shmaya Naftalion. And what does the Gemara say? That he went up on the roof because he didn't have enough money to get in. Pamachas lo matzah listaker v'lo hinichu shomer beis hamedrash likanes alikanes. The shomer, the bouncer, didn't let him in. All of it love yashav al pi aruba. So he went up to sit on the skylight. Kadei sheyishma divrei elokim chayim. So he could hear the words of Torah mipishvayev avtalion. Amru osu ayom erev Shabbos haya. They said that it was erev Shabbos. It was a Friday. V'tukuvas teves. I said it was the middle of the winter. V'yarad alav sheleg min hashamayim. They might not have seen so much Shelag in the times of the Mishnah, but here in Hillel, it says, Shelag fell on him, the Mefarshim, the thing Ben Yoyada points out. Allah, it was on him, it didn't snow all over. It was on him. Shelag min hashamayim, in order to test him, in order to show his Mesiris Nefesh. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph, discusses whether we change the calendar depending on snow, whether we're Ma'aber, the Shana, based on snow. So snow does come up. But either way, in our context, the Ginas Radim says that snow on the top of the sukkah is not a problem in his view. But if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan right here, maybe we'll get to others afterwards. Let's just finish the sukkah issue first. The Aruch HaShulchan here in Tavresh Chav Tes is not happy, does not agree that snow is not a problem. He does not think that you could compare the two. V'dash, there's the Aruch HaShulchan, Tavresh Chav Tes the base. V'dash, the Yesh Lehis Tapek B'Medinos HaTzfonios Shelanu, right? So he lived in Nevardik, right? The northern Medinos, Shekama Pa'amim, Yorei Shalak. He wasn't just talking about the Ginas Vardim, maybe in hypothetically, I don't think how much snow was in Cairo, but here, he's in the north, says the Aruch HaShulchan. He's in the Medinos that don't get cold. Shekam Pa'amim Yorei Shalak B'chag HaSukkos, V'nofal HaBreik Shalak Al HaSchach, Im Nifsal HaSukkah B'chach Olav, V'ra'isi Mishekasav, Shik Sheira. I saw some that say it's kosher, Dekivan, Deshalak Yenachotzis B'vnei HaTumah, Sid Shalag is not chotzeitz for tuma. Mishnah Alos Paraches Mishnah Hey Lo Chashiva Liosa Tikra Ala Suka. It's not called a tikra, and he quotes this from the Ginas Vradim in the Ber Hetiv and the Shari Tshuva. Fani Omer Deim Izeshum Raya, says the Aruch HaShulchan, I don't think it's a raya. I don't think you can compare. Yeah, I can't argue with the Mishnah Alos, so I agree that it's not mafsik for tuma. But I think it could be a problem for Schach. Deha Gamzraim. I'll give you an example where you don't have the equation. Gamzraim v'yirakos hamuchubar in lakarka. That same Mishnah before. That same Mishnah before it said the word Sheleg that we just quoted. Yirakos, vegetables that are attached to the ground. Tznan hasam degamkein ein chotzitzin. They're not chotzitz for Tuma. It's not called a roof. Ubesukkah vade de pasli. And it's definitely possible by sukkah. If you have branches that are attached that are above your sukkah. Vizat the shelag eino chotzitz. The reason that shelag is not chotzitz, bishum deinim is kayim. Because it doesn't last. That's why it's not called an ahalachic significant roof. Avalashaito vade mevatalaschach. But for the moment, it fishors mevatalaschach. So I don't think you should compare it to Tumah. Maybe for another reason it does not possible. Forget whether it's mafsik, well, it itself is not makabal tumah. Kidam rina benida. As it says in Nida daf yud zayin, v'amordechai perek vav dechul, and kasa b'shem goon de machasin b'sheleg. That you could use sheleg for kisi hadam, dechsiv ki l'sheleg yomar, so maybe because it's not makabel tuma, that would be a reason that it's not a problem. But he was doche using it for kisi hadam. He says he should not make a leisha basuka. Maybe you should sit in it to be machmer. That just in case you have to sit in it. But no leishei basuka, says the Aruch HaShulchan, in a place where there is a lot of snow. Back to the Ginas Vradim. The Ginas Vradim says maybe it's a machlokas rishonim, how to understand our Gemara. Right, our Gemara, now we'll get back to our Gemara, whether it's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. Why are, our Gemara says that cut vegetables, maror. If somebody has maror, you want to use maror for schach. It's not chotzeitz b'fnei hatoma. It says that it is maybe as a toma. Now let's get back to this problematic stira within the brisa, right? It's maybe the toma, which means it functions as a roof, but it's not chotzeitz b'fnei hatoma, which means it doesn't function as a roof. So which is it, and what's the din? So if you look in summary showing him the Tosfos Rit as this daya, the Meiri a daya in the Ritva that this is a din d'araisa that it is not called a roof. Because it'll dry out soon, it has no kiyum, it's kamisha eino, and therefore it's not chotzeitz bifnei hatoma. That's the daya. Ve'istim afarshi, says the Ritva, lufum nuschi de garcinan ein mevian, the nuschos that have Ein Mevian, right? There are some deos, there are some girsos that say it's not a roof for either side, lakul or lachumra. It's not maybe the tuma, and it's not chotis b'fnei tuma. So we don't have that girsa. But according to that girsa, then the kulu midina nenu velo midrabana. It's a dinda raisa. Tekima delav b'nei kiyum nenu. Since it's not b'nei kiyum, l'shivas yamim, right? The vegetables are going to go bad. Me hashta chashivi kamandales nenu. It's Kamanda Lesnahu. So according to that day, because it's not going to last, that's why Mida Araisa, it's not called a roof. But says the Ritva, Harisha Nira Yoser, I like the first day. What's the first day? The first day is what Rashi says. Rashi says, Mida Araisa, it is a good roof. It's just Midra Banan Hutagaza. Right now, they're moist and they're fresh and they last as a roof. The problem is when it dries up, it's going to fall apart and it's not going to be a roof. Should we be Gozer even when it is moist? And there should be goes there that you shouldn't be able to use that as the roof. Maybe midrabanan you shouldn't, because you might come to rely on it even when it's dry, and then it'll fall apart and it won't be good. But Rashi says, on a daraisa level, it's chotzeitz. On a daraisa level, it's maybe, and it's chotzeitz. It is a good roof. Mishum de lo makabli tuma. To lav ma'achal adam ninu, because it's not makabal tuma. Right? The Tosfah says that this is a, Talmud Toa wrote this in Rashi, because Rashi later on says that it is makabal tuma, it's just that it's gonna fall apart. Okay, either way, Rashi and Tosfah and the Ritva. The Ritva in the first, part of the Ritva here. He says, avagadabodon lachan chazul lachazbuni atuma, gazur aban and hashta, to the chiyav Mifrachi, who commanded last new dummy, Midra Banan, Omihai Taima, Mirabanaji, Postlam Besukam, Misham Avir, and it should be like airspace, we know the difference, is parcels with three tvachim, Afilu Besukha Gdola, right? Not a schach parcel, which parcels with four tvachim. But either way, so this is machlokas. We've shown him whether the fact that it is not chotzeitz is a din d'arais or a din d'rabanan. So suggest the ginas vada, maybe that's nafkamina. According to that daya in the Ritva, that day in the Meir in the Tosas Rid, that it's not considered a layer at all, so then maybe for sure it's not a problem by sukkah. Maybe according to the others, that really technically, even though I say it is a good layer, so maybe that would be more of a problem. He says towards the end, according to the other Rishonim in the Mishnah in Ahalos, so why is Mechubar not Chotzeitz then? Why is Mechubar not Chotzeitz if it's not an issue of falling apart? So he says because the wind moves them, and it's not a Kavua Ohel. So maybe snow is an Afkamina. Snow doesn't move. Snow doesn't move. So maybe it's not a problem even according to those days. Okay, he goes back and forth, Lamaskana. He says that you could be Makel. Why aren't you Machar Midrabanan like an Ar Sugya? Because Makam near Lahakel. Shalom Atzinu Sha'asu Bazemishim Sia Klau Ella. Kol Midi Dilo Maybe Velo Chayetz. Hashkan Du'ukma Adin Daraisa. In our case, there goes there because there's a reason to be goes there. Avo Bemidi Deleka Srach Zilzol. Ein lahachmir v'derach zu slula harbe b'talmud, and it's known in Shas to lo gazrina nelahecha digla mechash lezilzul bovad. Right, we only make exer if there's a good reason to chash zilzul. Vechi dilo lo gazrina. If there's no chash of zilzul, we're not gozer. He quotes a Gemara in Perak Chomer Bakodesh in Maseches Chagiga about kachim. So this is the Shuvah of the Ginas Radim about snow on the sukkah where he is mekel, and that's what's quoted on the page of the Shulchan Aruch and the Berachetim and the Shari Shuvah. The Aruch HaShulchan is machmir, but that is the machlokes haposkim. Other areas where snow comes up in halacha, we mentioned before the crushing snow on Shabbos. Related to that is shoveling snow, making snowballs, where the Shmir Shabbos says that's not a good idea to make a snowball Shmir Shabbos in Perek Tezayin. Os mem hey, I'll just read it. Tez Zion mem hey. Aser lasos kadure sheleg o bubo sheleg. It's aser to make kadurim or bubos. Why? Based on the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, call him a kabetz chelek el chelek. Vidaba kakol. Ashayasu gufechad domilabinyin. That's what he says. Shmir Shabbos assumes that it's like that Rambam, gathering parts together in order to make one gush. So that is a problem. Others don't think it's as much of a problem. Again, not crushing, but just making the making the snowballs. Okay, says he quotes in the footnote of Shlomo Zalman, Ulai Isser Bone Rakbet Varam Shirigil Masosa Liyamim Harbei, but these are not made Liyamim Harbei Vixat Sorachian. Okay, either way, this is the Shmir Shabbos does not think it's a good idea. Carrying snow on clothes, Lachora, is not a problem either. If you happen to be walking, you have to brush it off. If you're replaced without an Erev, just keep walking. You know, there's also water. When it rains, there's water on your clothing. We're not mocking about that. But the other area also is interesting for a mikvah. For a mikvah, can you use snow in a mikvah? So they talk about it in Tfilas Kalim also. It could be Tovel Kalim. So some posts can say maybe glass. Maybe glass, because that tefillah is only drabanan and not metal, which could be a daraisa. But the hilchas mikvos, the Shulchan Aruch discusses snow and simin reish aleph. That's the hilchas mikvos. Sif lamed. Ein shiva poselas ala mayim. When you have mayim shuvim, which we've had shiurim about that back in I think Masechas Erevin. Mayim shuvim only is a problem with water. Aval hasheleg vehabarad. If it's snow and ice, lakfar v'amel v'atishu avksas, afilu yesh bo rako shichon lahariko mikloel kli, ein shiva poselas bohen. In imshav me'ilu l'mikva chaser lo pasluhu. Doesn't pasel, right? In certain hot places, they bring in a large chunk of ice in order, if it doesn't rain, they'll use that in order to melt into a kli in order to be able to help create a mikvah. But here, Shelag is quoted in Hilchas Mikvos about not shuvin, and it's quoted also in Hilchas Tfilas Kalim. Okay, we will stop here.